然后后来呢，结果其实这个结局就是他到了金字塔， San Diego arrived at the pyramids and he finally found the treasure, married his beloved girl. Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, he gets there, he finds her a treasure. It's not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it becomes really interesting, but yeah, something like that.
我们听到的是一个就不是很复杂的一个故事。I mean, the story is not very complicated. Why do you think it is changing your life or something?
Well, this book has been written in a way that it reflects on our own lives. So this can be considered an analogy, which means basically like a comparison、
mm-hmm.
in which it says that we as human beings,Mm-hmm. should not give up on our own dreams as well. Now, in this case, it's,、mm-hmm. It's an analogy with, because、Santiago had literal dreams, like he would sleep and he would have dreams.、
Mm-hmm.
But then our listeners, you and I, we all have different dreams. Someone、
yeah.
might want to become a very famous singer. Someone might want to become an actor.、
Mm-hmm.
Someone might want to be a doctor. So everyone has different dreams. Now, this book sort of encourages you that no matterhow you see how Santiago failed again and again and again、
mm-hmm.
but in the end he achieved his dream, he became successful, so it sort of encourages us normal people that we should not give up on our dreams, we should strive, we should persevere、
mm-hmm.
we should keep on fighting, and in the end, just like Santiago got his treasure, we all can achieve our dreams.
Do you think if we stick to our dreams we can realize itIt's hard to say whether we can really achieve our goals if we just insist on doing something or we just stick to it. Because if you choose from the very beginning the wrong path, you probably wouldn't reach the destination that you want to reach. Well, this is very personal. Yeah, my personal idea. But anyway, yeah, this book is kind of really inspiring. I mean, if your path that you chose to step on is correct, is the right one for you,、of course, you need perseverance.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Julie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 对，所以我们其实在生活当中呢，我们需要的是 a bit of inspiration, but we need something else too. We need to be in possession of some good judgment as well, right?To judge whether we are choosing the right path or track for ourselves.
Well, Julie,、I'm not too sure about that. You know, once、Steve Jobs, the、founder of, of Apple,、
mm-hmm.
he once said, like in one of his famous speeches, he said that、
mm-hmm.
when you look at life, when you look ahead,、
mm-hmm.
nothing makes sense. You think that what on earth am I doing? My life is going nowhere.、
Mm-hmm.
But then when you reach a certain point and you look back,
Mm-hmm.
He says, then you look back and you can connect the dots. You will see that no matter what you do, where you have gone, whatever、mm-hmm. actions you've taken,、
mm-hmm.
all of them connect together to make your life the way it is. So I、mm-hmm. feel like, of course, if you do something absolutely stupid, that、
mm-hmm.
is different. But apart from that, I think no matter what direction you take, no matter what you do,、
mm-hmm.
eventually...people can achieve if they know what they really want and they want to work toward it.、
Mm-hmm.
I think people can achieve it and I think people can realize their dreams eventually.
Yeah, that's very good. 刚才呢 Adam 说到就是 all the doors are connected when you look back.Because you've been through something and、when you look back on them and you find all the things you do are valuable, 就是你做的所有的事情其实都可能是有意义的。就虽然在做的时候你觉得那些事情可能是 meaningless, 但是最后你去看的时候呢会发现所有的那些点都是可以连接起来的。只是前面我说到的是我觉得很多时候如果我们有很大的恒心去做一件事情这很好，但是我们到底有没有去选择正确的道路，如果选择道路是错误的话，那可能我们就努力越多的话，最后得到的结果反而会更加的不好。嗯，但是 Adam 觉得说，如果你做的是一个 absolutely stupid thing, of course, that is the result, the consequence you have to face or witness, right? 也是有道理的。每个人可能对这件事情的想法不一样吧。Adam and I have totally different ideas on this, but I do believe Steve Jobs and the people like him, I mean, great people, great, great people like him, have good vision and ambition, and of course, good judgment. maybe from when they were really young. So that's why they can connect the dots when they reflect or recall their past. Yeah, anyway, 这是我们的 we have different ideas about this. Doesn't hinder us from being good friends, right, Adam?
Definitely not, Julie. It's our differences, so that's what makes us human, so definitely not. We should cherish it and not, like, hinder about it.
Yeah, sure.Yeah. Now this is the last session we want to have. Quiz, Julie. So do you still remember some words you mentioned you want to quiz me with?
Like, how about caravan?
Caravan refers to a group of people traveling in the desert.
Very nice. How about perseverance?
Perseverance is like persistence.It's like your spirit or your determination of sticking to something you are doing, no matter what difficulties you come across. 就是恒心或者是毅力。
Very good. Perfect, Julie. I think you got the meaning of it. These were some of the most important ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more actually. Oasis.
Okay, yeah. Oasis. Chinese is very easy. 绿洲, but in English, let me paraphrase.Maybe when you're traveling in the desert, you got really fatigued and hungry and thirsty, then you see a vast expanse of Greenland ahead of you. Maybe it's just an illusion. Maybe it's true, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Julie.
Okay, thank you. So let's just leave one question for our listeners to reflect on, to think about the session. The session is a bit of, you know, 沉重 about life and values and everything.But anyway, sometimes we have to do that bit of thinking in our lives. So what is the question? Are we going to, you know, leave our listeners?
Are you actually working towards your dreams or are you just letting your life slide through your hands?
Okay, 大家去想一下你现在生活当中 do you have any ambition? 有没有什么样的这种 dream or ambition that you want to realize or achieve in your life? 或者说呢像 Adam 说你是不是在就是Let your life just slip off your hand, or maybe slip off your fingers.
I would really encourage our listeners to go on and tell us about their opinion, their point of view. I would love to hear from these guys. And I would strongly recommend everyone to read this book. I'm sure it'll give you something to think about.
Okay, yeah, I think I will give it a go. Okay, that's all for this episode. See you next time.